Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Sketch Reporters Assemble!
Chase Thomas Podcast. The Chase Thomas Podcast. My nephew needs me to record. See, I already heard it.
The Sports Reporters, we have indeed reassembled. The gang is back together again. Andrew Hammond, up there, of the Detroit Free Press, is here. Andrew, good evening, sir. How are you?
I am doing absolutely fantastic. How are you doing, sir?
Not too bad. The weekend is here. The Falcons are 24 hours removed from ruining my week, so move past that.
My God. You know, I want to hear any Atlanta.
What are you whining about, this mediocre?
I don't want to hear anybody from the greater Atlanta area or the Georgia area complaining about the fucking Falcons. Sorry to cuss, but yeah.
We made it 30 seconds, Bob.
Atlanta Braves.
Is Georgia going to win a national title?
Oh, not at all. They're going to let everybody down, and I can't wait.
Wow. Okay, cool. Immediately, just out of the gate, flames from Andrew Hammond. I would be surprised if they don't win the national title. I'd be pretty stunned, honestly. We're at that point where I think they're a different level across the board. So it would be a gigantic upset if they were not national champions at this point. Which, as you said, Georgia fans and like what we've come to know, like all that could be fair, but I don't know. They probably are right there for it, and it's just really hard to make a case against Georgia at this point.
There are a couple of very, very popular Georgia Bulldog bars here in New York City.
Are there really?
Yeah, there are bars where all of the Georgia Bulldog fans that have migrated to our fair city congregate every Saturday to watch the big game. One of them is Wing Bar, in case you want to go down there. That's in Brooklyn. They serve excellent wings, as you would expect. Mm-hmm. I've never been to these shindigs. Mm-hmm. I've only seen photographs of them on social media because a couple of the media types that I know are University of Georgia fans, and granted, I wasn't going during COVID, but this is from a couple of years ago, but it looked like a rowdy afternoon.
Sounds terrible. Go Vols. Is this
I'm only laughing because I know how bitter that game last week made you.
I mean, it was fun. I'm not like, it was a lot of fun. The crowd was electric for it. We gave them a good fight early on. Hey, you know what? This season's been a delight. I can't be too mad. It's Georgia at this point, but it's just frustrating when you get suffocated the way Georgia suffocates you. It's just a different kind of depressing gradual kill. But like the Falcons are just that. Like I can't get emotionally invested. Like I've tried, and this is the 68-3 over the last two games is just so preposterous based on what we saw in the Saints game.
Look, I'm very unhappy about that because I'm playing someone in fantasy football this week who has the Patriots defense, and
ooh,
they racked up 32 points on the fiasco. So
well, a lot of that was at the end because Felipe Franks threw a pick.
Yes, a lot of it was at the end.
You know, it's Bob, you know what's funny? So in my fantasy league,
they brought in Josh Rosen.
Yeah.
In my fantasy league, I've been trying to get the Patriots defense because I'm heading towards a bye week. And so I know for a fact that, okay, I'm going to need a above average defense. And luckily they're sitting there and I can't get them until November 24th. And I'm like, well, I don't need this shit now. Ugh.
Sorry. This has been Andrew and Bob's fantasy football gripes minute.
Well, speaking of fantasy football,
let me tell you something. Mm-hmm. Nobody wants. No, there's nothing that people enjoy listening to more than other people complain about their pretend gambling themes.
Nobody. Yeah, it's like nobody cares about your fantasy team, guys.
Nobody cares.
But if I win,
my team is named Wojak Horseman.
That's good.
It's a delightful combination of the internet meme Wojak and the popular TV show Bojack Horseman, and our avatar is a very angry looking cartoon horse crying like Wojak. But I mean,
a regional Jim Spector, because a dude, I don't know if y'all have seen the story, but there's a dude he didn't work there, but he would go into a convenience store and say that he was with the Slim Jim company. And that he was basically testing out all of the quality merch, and that he went by the regional Jim Spector. And he was getting away with this for like 6 months. That's just good. Going into convenience stores and just taking Slim Jims.
Well, Khaleesi heard Slim Jims and was like, I'm in. Yeah, well, let's talk quickly, because this feels like you and, like, in our group chat during the week, we can sometimes lose track of, like, all the different sports stuff that happens.
What things have happened?
Oh, there's so many things. There's so many things.
I've been enjoying Keith Hernandez today. Mm-hmm. I love Keith Hernandez. I still love Keith Hernandez. There's pretty much almost nothing Keith Hernandez could probably post on Twitter that would make me stop loving him. The only reason, honestly, about 50% of the reason why I've still paid attention to Mets games is because of Gary, Keith, and Ron. So this pains me. But Keith Hernandez, who locked his account, which I'm sorry, that feels like either a violation of HIPAA or the First Amendment. I'm not sure, but one of them. Mm-hmm. Posted a book by noted anti-vax crank Robert Kennedy Jr. that's called The Real Anthony Fauci.
Ironic. Which is very ironic.
Bill Gates, Big Pharma, and the Global War on Democracy and Public Health by anti-vax crank Robert Kennedy Jr. and noted vaccines cause autism guy Robert F. Kennedy Jr. So that's bad. I mean, look, there are photographs of Keith showing up at Mar-a-Lago, and, you know, every now and then at a Mets broadcast, you'll see him try to shoehorn in a point about the capital gains tax being too high, which is a tough thing to do.
Well, we share that. Glavin does the same kind of stuff. I think he was actually just in Mar-a-Lago, too.
Yeah.
Tom Glavin.
Oh, yeah. He's
so is Larry Jones, and so is,
he called him Larry
Jones. Larry Jones? Yes. He has a kid named Shay, sir.
Wayne Jones.
That's right. Like the Patriots quarterback.
Okay.
McCorkle Jones.
Okay. Max doesn't like this bit.
Uh-huh. Hold on. I'm going to give him some apple.
Did you say give him some apple? Do you feed your dog apples?
It's apple time.
Apple time, he says.
Apple time.
That's right. That's what I say. Every time... Do you know about this, Chase?
No.
It's a fake story, but it's very hilarious.
So very briefly, someone mocked up what looked like a screenshot of a long form profile about Kawhi Leonard.
Uh-huh.
And the basic gist of it is that is as part of a, you know, the color in this long form Kawhi Leonard profile. Greg Popovich is like, okay, you know, talking about like taking the team out to dinner or something like that, and or they're at the training table or something, and Kawhi walks in with this huge burlap sack and proceeds to walk to the training table and dump out a dozen apples. And the coach is like, what are you talking about, man? We're like, what's going on here? We're all eating dinner. You okay? They're quiet. And he goes, yeah, coach, apple time. And people believed it was real. And Kawhi Leonard and would just have apple time.
Yeah, but it was at the time where everything about Kawhi, we were starting to...
It was right when the recording of him with the Raptors.
Yeah.
Like, during training camp with the Raptors, when that video came out of Kawhi doing the...
Yeah, and then we had, like, this whole entire, like, we're starting to open up about Kawhi's life. Like, we're starting to, like, maybe peer in the crack of the door. Oh, what is Kawhi really like? And just when you thought, oh, he's a quiet person, he's a super reserved person, and then, like, that story comes out and... It was one of those things where we all just kind of believed and went along with it anyway.
Anything about Kawhi would be plot. Like, all of the weirdness of Kawhi Leonard where people thought, oh, he's actually just a cyborg that uploads a new program every year when he wants to get better. And so the fact that that is part of his training regimen, he just ate a dozen apples because it's apple time, that's entirely plausible. So, hence, apple time. Hold on. Andrew, take the wheel. I'm going to go cut some apples for the dog.
Oh, so that's legitimate. You cut some apples for Max, and he's over here just fine dining on a Friday evening.
He's just like, he's like, who's talking about the damn apples? Oh, man.
Andrew, we got to get you a dog. You're the only dog this
guy. Dude, I know. I need to get a dog. I'm like trying to save up for a new car.
Dogs are better.
All this. Dude. I would like a dog since it's basically just me in the apartment. Yeah. And
wait, hold on. It's basically just you. What does that mean? I've never heard anyone describe their place as basically mine.
I mean, yeah. I mean, it's just me here.
Okay.
Oh.
I was like, is there a poltergeist situation going on?
It's Andrew and his friend Trevor lives in the bin.
Just probably. I don't know. But... No, but seriously, like I would like a dog, and it wouldn't be a problem. I wouldn't have a problem with it.
Mm.
But yeah, I'm just like, I don't know.
You should get a dog. I agree, Andrew. You would like a dog.
Yeah, I need to get a dog.
Bob's like a totally different person with the dog, we've learned. Like the apple time, the apple cutting, his time at the parks where he like does deep dives into the how they're all portioned out, who stands where. He deflects
you,
Peter Dinklage.
I need to buy athleisure in order to keep up with the Brooklyn Dads. I am clearly their slightly run down, shabby looking friend.
Hey y'all, everybody's favorite worst former ESPN / former FS1 personality with fake hair just chimed in on today's events.
Okay, yeah. What did
Jason Whitlock?
I really don't want to know what
you don't. Okay, I will. Yeah.
I think let's just let it go. Let's just let that take. That works.
Let's just say it's terrible and it's kind of ironic that it's coming from him. Let's just put it like that.
There are some very, like, nobody is paying attention to the things that Jason Whitlock, I'll just say generally, the things he says on his Blaze podcast and in the columns he writes, how do I even describe them?
Bad.
If, like, I guess a very sort of fired up, like, circus tent evangelical got, like, whacked on the head with a polo mallet a few times.
I was going to say out of touch Black Cartman, but that works.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's some really surreal stuff. And granted, I sort of keep an eye on it because I am a sicko, but it's wild, man.
Oh yeah, it's definitely wild.
Thank you for checking on that in the middle of the pod.
Oh, no, yeah. It's somebody, so I have him blocked, but it's one of those things where when everybody's dunking on a certain tweet and you can't see it.
You're like, oh, I know where this is coming.
You're like, oh, I wonder who this is. It's either Mr. Travis or Mr. Whitlock. And I was like, oh, okay. Oh, no,
sometimes Ravel. Sometimes Ravel steps in.
Ravel. Yeah.
Mm. Ah, I see it now.
Yeah.
Okay. There it is. Let's not discuss that ever.
Yeah. Ironic that he, you know, that he tweeted that when he probably hasn't seen it in a while.
He really is. It's like blood. It's like blood of Christ infused street preaching with straight on incel stuff.
Oh my God! Yes.
If you read any incel message boards, which I, again, please don't do that, you will see.
Do it for your job, though.
Yeah, job.
No, I was going to say, no, hold on. Bob loves it.
I get fascinated by it. Look, I wouldn't cover some of the interesting people that I do. We're not able to admit that all this stuff just fascinates me in a way that I can't describe. I find it very interesting. I think it's important to read on these things, regardless of my own personal interests, but clearly it's the kind of thing that I get in terms of human psychology and just general sociological trends. Yeah, this stuff fascinates me. So, yes, even if it weren't my job, I'd probably keep an eye on Jace's takes. He said, feeling sad. Anyway.
Jace, sports? To be clear, not Chase.
Jace. Jace Thomas podcast.
Well, hold on. The reason I have to clarify is where I got coffee from 2 days ago, I want to say. I was waiting for probably like a solid 5 minutes after it was ready because I'm standing in there and I was just like, this is weird. I only got like a large iced coffee. And I walked over and then I looked at some of the stuff that was sitting there and I was like, oh, Jace. Like she thought I said Jace, so there was a cup of coffee for me for Jace.
Oh
yeah,
that's not great.
So yeah, it happens sometimes. Speaking of things that aren't great, Antonio Brown,
the most Antonio Brown thing to ever Antonio Brown. Like it is very on brand for his stupid.
But let's be clear, when I saw that, I was like, this is not the only person who's done this. There is no way. Like, this is, there are so many.
The NFL wants it that way. Look, what that article made eminently clear is that all the NFL wants is a fig leaf of deniability.
Right.
They want to be able to say, we have told our players what the protocols are if you are not going to get vaccinated. We have encouraged them to get vaccinated. We have provided them with medical professionals to explain the benefits of getting vaccinated. We have set up these differing tiers of participation, all kinds of activities that change whether or not you're vaccinated. But when it comes to actually showing the card, that's not their job.
You don't have to do that.
They don't want to know. They just want to say, we asked for the card. The person showed the card. They're certainly not teaching the people in charge of uploading the information how to spot a fake card. I think there was a statement that the Bucks put out today or yesterday possibly about this where I got to find it. Now I got to find it. I looked at it and I thought it was bad.
And to be clear, this all came from a Tampa Bay Times report.
Good blog by the Tampa Bay Times. Mm-hmm. Shouts to Tampa Bay Times.
And we've got to qualify this with, we don't know. We don't know the true status of Antonio Brown with any of this, but he is accused of obtaining a fake COVID vaccine card. And
yes.
According to his former live-in chef, which is another wrinkle here.
Who he didn't pay.
Yes.
And that's why the chef spilled the beans.
Oh, I wonder why the chef had a reason to talk.
Because he didn't get paid.
Reportedly,
allegedly. Mm-hmm. So the Buccaneers statement reads, after an extensive educational process conducted through our organization this past offseason, highlighting the benefits of the COVID-19 vaccines, we received completed vaccination cards from all Buccaneers players and submitted the required information to the NFL through the established process in accordance with league policy. All vaccination cards were reviewed by Buccaneers personnel and no illegal errors were observed. That's it? No
Antonio Brown screwed up. No, we are offended that a player would, in our employ, would try to deceive us, or the NFL, or commit a felony by falsifying the vaccination card, allegedly.
No
None
way.
Of that? Nothing?
No way.
Nobody wants to know.
Yeah. Right, they don't want to know. I'm sure there are tons of players who just paid someone when they got them a fake bus pass. And so they didn't have to worry about this.
Right. But this was always going to be the problem. Like, I shouldn't say the problem. This was always going to be part of the mandates and stuff like that. You just, like, this was inevitable. And these football players, when you hear it, like, I'm sure this is a problem across all major sports right now. But no
sure
major
it's a problem
sport
in all kinds of industries as right. well, not just sports. Yeah.
So, like, this was inevitable. And it just so happens that it's reportedly involving Antonio Brown. I also just love the text of just being like, these people are like, it's just open. Like, I just don't understand. You always give people too much credit for stuff where you're like, what is the vaccine scam? What is it like? What goes into getting a fake vaccine card and going above and beyond to deceive and do all of this stuff? And then you're like, oh, this is just a text message to the, and then it's just like, oh, okay, all right, great.
Speaking of vaccines, I sent you this, or you sent me this from the Texas.
Oh, it's so great. Do you want to read that out loud? The Texas A&M message boards? It's a delightful time.
Oh, was that the one where Jimbo's talking about COVID and the vaccine?
Yes.
Yes, please read that.
We can't verify the accuracy of this report from Texas A&M message board by a fine reporter by the name of TX Rancher 69. Nice. And TX Rancher 69 reports... You want a controversial hot topic take? Here it is. That's a sign of good reporting. You say, before your hot take, here comes the hot take.
You got to preface
Jimbo,
it.
Jimbo, who I assume is referring to Jimbo Fisher, is that correct?
That is correct, Bob.
Jimbo Fisher, the head coach of Texas A&M, is vaxxed. Fact check, true. And it is well known that in some individuals, the vax causes increasing mental fog and confusion.
Jesus Christ.
Not true, but let's hear him out. Worse, the individuals do not recognize it. Again, also not true, but I wonder if this is his problem because his performance this year is unlike anything we have seen in the past, and it seems to be degrading week by week. Who knows? Question mark. Flame away, boys, but I can find no rational explanation for his actions. So according to TX Rancher 69, nice, the reason Jimbo Fisher has done such a poor job coaching the Aggies is because he's got a broken brain from the vaccine, which is an explanation. I would say that I'm looking forward to whatever TX Rancher 69 posts next, and his follow-up report on Jimbo Fisher's vax brain fog equals bad Aggies season.
You think that dude follows Q?
It's entirely possible. I think he's read some Facebook posts. I think that's very likely.
He's going to be down in Texas trying to hit up old JFK Jr.
It's very possible. I'm sure. I don't know. Maybe Keith Hernandez and RFK Jr. can help him out with that. So there was that, and we didn't even get to this last week because there was no podcast. But it was former Washington Wizards first overall draft pick Kwame Brown showing up as a speaker at
a major
anti-vax conference, along with a doctor. And this is via a quality report by Ben Collins at NBC, who's been encouraging people who have gotten the vaccine, even though they didn't want to because of their job or, you know, general pressure or whatever. There's an entire community of people on the internet pushing them to take a mineral bath with borax in order to purge the vaccine of its negative effects, which are imaginary in their heads. And it's great because they're basically, I mean, there's no real long-term harm from taking a borax bath. So that's okay, I guess. It's, you know, only a couple of steps removed from people putting leeches on themselves, but it's still not necessarily harmful. And good news, they are still getting vaccinated. So there's that. Anyway, for some reason, there are all these crank doctors there, including Dr. Stella Emanuel, who you may remember from the summer of 2020. She was the doctor who was one of these groups who showed up outside did this press conference about pushing hydroxychloroquine, and then it was later revealed that she believed that many people were sick because they were having sexual intercourse with demons.
Jeez.
You may have missed that. It was a busy time, the summer of 2020.
It was a busy time.
In any case, now she's appearing.
I'm not going to comment on the demon part, let's just say.
With the backup, with a guy who Michael Jordan used to scream at a lot, because he wasn't as good at basketball players.
Have you guys listened to the podcast with Kwame, not with Kwame Brown, but with Bomani Jones, and I want to say it was Spencer Hall, and they were talking about Kwame Brown. And basically, they had the perfect summation of Kwame Brown as somebody who is, one, country as hell, because he's from, like, he's not from Atlanta. He's, like, from the country part of Georgia. And that stuff sticks with you, which, Chase, I'm sure that you would agree with some of that. Chase, are you there?
Oh yeah, I'm listening. No, I was listening to the follow up.
Okay, I was like, hey buddy, you there? He's one, Kwame is country as hell, and two, the fact that MJ yelled at Kwame and then he went to Kobe. Like, is Kwame Brown really scared of anything these days? Can you go up to Kwame Brown?
He's evidently got a really kind of out there podcast that I haven't delved into.
Not yet. Sounds like a Sunday afternoon for Bob.
I listened to one or two episodes just to kind of get a gauge of like what he was talking about. Basically, it's just an old man or a middle-aged man yelling at a cloud that. Scott,
as opposed to the youths yelling at clouds, which we do, so.
Yes, Bob.
I'm a middle-aged man yelling at a cloud.
Oh, speaking of, did either of you stay up super late for the lunar eclipse last night?
No, I was knocked the heck out.
Okay.
No.
What are your old bedtimes?
I go to... Oh, man, this is embarrassing. Such an old man time. I'm like, I try to start getting... Like, unless there's a late... You know, a West Coast game that I really want to catch. I try to start getting ready for bed like at 10:30.
Oh no,
oh, that's not bad.
Oh no,
that's not bad.
What time you get? Like the dog needs to be like out of the door by 7:30.
That's not
so. Bad. It's a half an hour of my nightly ablutions, and then I either read or I watch something on my phone before I go to bed, which is a bad idea. But you know. Hopefully fall asleep by 11:30. Try to get 8 hours. Sometimes I'm in bed up reading a lot longer than that, but 10:30 is when I start to wind down.
Andrew,
I hate it. Work takes my sleep schedule, so I can't really give you a good barometer of when I go to bed. I'll just be up watching TV. Watching a game. If there's a game, like with Bob, since I'm on the East Coast now, if there's a game out west that I'm like, you know what, might want to watch that for a little bit. Perfect example, Villanova-UCLA last week. Great game. I told myself, I'm going to at least try and stay up for the first 5 minutes. Did I make it the first 5 minutes? No, I didn't. Yeah. Like, it just depends. Because... if the Wings are playing, or if the Wings or Pistons or Tigers are playing out west at night, I can basically just say goodbye to any type of normal sleep I'll be getting, because I'll probably be in bed by 1 or 2 a.m.
Mm.
Yeah, I used to, throughout most of my 20s and 30s, I would say I rarely got more than 5 or 6 hours sleep at night, and that was fine. That was normal. Can't do that anymore.
Oh, not at all. I can't do it. Chase, you still have your youth, so you're probably in bed by 2:30. You wake up at
9-ish or whatever, and you're like, oh, yeah.
No, I get to bed around 1:30 and I get up around 7:30.
Awesome. Yeah, that was what I would stay out a little. Well, at the time, I was working in the lively arts. So, you know, we'd get out of a show and finally leave the theater. It'd be like 10:30, 11, and we'd start our evening. So I would do like the 3 to 4 a.m., 10 a.m. thing. That's a good artist schedule.
But did you ever find that your like body still doesn't 100% adjust? Because I don't believe in the circadian rhythm stuff. Like for me, I still have to fight with myself because I think I'm still just a naturally, I'm a natural night owl. And I think that's something that's just never going to go away. I never feel like excited about the mornings or anything. It doesn't matter how many days in a row.
No, I've never been a morning person, no matter how much. It takes a lot of sort of stumbling around like a half-dead zombie and chugging coffee before I start to wake up, no matter. Yeah, no, not at all.
Well, there you go. I'm glad I'm not alone there because I don't know. You kind of get annoyed because you're like, is this ever going to flip? Is there ever going to be something that flips where I'm like, okay, I'm a morning person now. I don't think that's ever going to happen.
No.
Okay. Quickly, James Harden or Jeremy Grant? This involves.
I heard that.
This is not happening. Neither of these are happening.
Wait,
you're talking to a Detroit reporter.
I know, that's why I'm bringing it up.
Wait, what's going on?
Jeremy Grant was...
This was a Philadelphia Inquirer story.
Our guy Keith Pompey.
Yeah.
Wasn't it Keith Pompey? I don't want to throw him out there if it wasn't him.
No, it's Keith Pompey who said...
Wait.
Keith Pompey, who had the best ad read of all time.
That had the worst podcast transition of all time.
Best, depending on who you ask.
Shots fired.
That was so bad. Okay, just sorry.
There's another one too. He missed it, like not up. To pile on Keith, but there was another one from Chill Bro Dude who like pulled, and he always like quote tweets stuff with it, but it's like him just saying Fred Van Fleet and OG Anunoby, but the way he says it is just it's a 2-second clip, but he's like Fred Van Veet and OG Abubobi.
Oh God. Oh, God.
It never doesn't crack me up.
What did Keith say that I'm probably going to have a deep, regretful sigh to?
Well, Jeremy Grant was,
That said that the Nets are trying to shop James Harden.
Okay, I've heard that on and off in like the last few months.
He might be washed. No, I mean, I'm not saying he is washed.
Yeah.
He could be washed. Saying they're shopping him around. One rumor they were would be to offer him for Ben Simmons.
Okay, I've heard that.
The other was some combination of Jeremy Grant and some other guys, including Sadiq Bey. Sadiq Bey is a quality wing.
He is, I'm not laughing at it from a Detroit standpoint. I'm laughing at it from a Brooklyn standpoint because
I don't know why. I understand why the Nets would want to get Jeremy Grant, but I don't know why Detroit would want James Harden.
Well, that's I mean, here's I get why you'd want James Harden. One, you get James Harden. Two, I'm only laughing at Steve Nash and the Brooklyn front office having to explain to the players why they are trading James Harden to the Pistons. Yeah, I'd love to sit in this conversation.
Because he's lost a step and he can't consistently get to the rim anymore. That coupled with the rule changes that the NBA has implemented.
Oh, dude.
Where they're cutting down on his foul hunting.
He suffered so much with those rule changes. Like, we all knew it was going to happen.
It's not just the rule changes, man. I swear, he has not... He cannot, as...
Is he a bit hesitant to you?
I think
that's part of it
may be in his head that he doesn't feel like he'll get the calls that he used to, so he's less interested in beating people off the dribble. And I think a part of it is he's just not as capable of beating people off the dribble as he used to. He is 32, and James Harden has never been, at least based on his appearance, to be in the absolute peak of physical conditioning.
Yeah, look,
he's got a lot of miles on him. James Harden has been around for a while.
And so I get that his whole, you know, it might have been a gimmick, it might not have been a gimmick that he put on some extra pounds.
When he showed up all chonky to play.
For like I subscribe to the theory that he was out of shape, like a lot of us were, and his was just a bit more elevated, or you know, because of his, you know, his high profile. But I don't think it was all of that, but yeah, it might have had.
So, on the other hand, if Philly wants to trade him for Simmons, that does not feel like an outlandish trade to me.
Oh, no, it doesn't. It feels like we couldn't get rid of Kyrie.
Yeah.
But we're willing to part with player X. I'm like, okay, that's fine.
Well, now you need to wait, because it looks like Neil O'Shea is out, right? Like, he's on his way out. They just had a new president in. The report is like he's not.
Sorry to interrupt, Chase, but I'm wondering about Portland.
Mm.
Everything that's going on there, are we basically just like, are we waiting for a massive long form story to drop on why everything in Portland is so screwed up right now? Or
that'd be a good blog. That'd be a good blog. Baxter's on that. I hope he is.
Or are we just sitting around saying, oh yeah, all of these people are gone. Why are these people gone? We won't tell you. Just know that these people are gone.
Portland has had a solid run throughout the entirety of Dame Lillard's professional career. Portland has nothing to be ashamed of. If their president of basketball operations turns out to be a creep in some way, shape, or form, I don't think that diminishes from Portland's record in the playoffs last year. This isn't like the Phoenix stuff where everyone...
Oh, no, not at all. Not at all. It definitely does... It definitely does feel like there is a, oh, hey, we're doing an audit on basically, are you a complete dirtbag or nah? And all the complete dirtbags are starting to come to light. Hi, Neil. How you doing, buddy?
Yeah, I don't know what that's going to come of that internal report. But it sounds like something had to trigger it, and I wouldn't be surprised if there was some reporting in advance of it.
Yeah,
announce that unless you're trying
right. To like with the whole Suns thing, it was, I mean, the situation sucks and it's terrible, but it was kind of funny that they just kind of threw this this little, you know, we're sorry graphic in advance up, and we're just like, wait, what are you guys like? What are you guys doing? What did you hide? What did you ruin? And then we find out and we're like, oh, yeah, that was pretty bad. Uh-huh, yeah, that was okay. That warrants it. It's like your parents go out of town and you decide to throw a party, you know, 80s movie cliche. And then when their plane finally lands and you're like, okay, guys, I know you're gonna be mad, but somebody decided to throw the couch through the front window.
Mm. I'll have to tell you about the 19th birthday party that I had on Lake Lanier.
You went to Lake Lanier. Oh, Jesus Christ.
I could. That's a story. There are so many layers and things about that 19th birthday party that it literally changed lives for some people. It was incredible. We'll talk about that off air. Last thing, quickly, Bob, 30 seconds. Billy Epler, you have a GM. It's not the lawyer. Congratulations.
I was really rooting for the guy from Jones Day. Mm. It was too bad. The guy. It really got to a point with the Mets where it seemed like the only people who were interested were people who couldn't get a job in elsewhere in baseball. So I'm a little mad that I wasn't considered because I would have taken less.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there was a press conference today where they said, Steve Cohen has given me the green light to spend to improve the roster. And I was like, you know that Noah Syndergaard just left because nobody in the Mets would pick up the phone to call him, right? You know that that just happened. You're going to pretend that that didn't happen? Okay. The entire Mets franchise needs to be burned to the ground and the earth salted so that nothing else can grow there. And that's my take on the Mets today.
Have a good weekend, everybody.
Wow. Yeah. I hope they re-sign. Just re-sign Javi Baez for me, because Javi
You're not re-signing Javi Baez. He's going with Correa to Detroit.
Hold on. Are you sure that the Tigers are willing to spend $300 million on Correa and then some?
I think so. I think Correa's
$300 million on Correa.
Correa's a done deal. That dude was out there dining with AJ Hinch this week. That's happening.
You think they've got half a billion dollars burning in Mike Ilitch's pockets, ready to go out the door for a middle infield combo? That's your take, Chase?
Yes, it is. I think they're both Tigers. We'll see, but I think so.
How's Ben Simmons' Hall of Fame chances looking these days, man?
Still fine. I'm not concerned. And look at Bob. He's feisty. Why are you going at me? I've had a rough week. Tennessee lost. The Falcons have lost twice. Yeah.
Yes, I'm being feisty. I'm holding you to account for the things you said.
I would rather you not.
Chase. Yeah, Chase. We're boys. Mm-hmm. But
Are you about to do the thing where you quote tweeted this the other day on Twitter of like when you saw someone, one of your mutuals getting crushed by the timeline, and it's like the Marge Simpson for The Godfather. What have you done to my boy? Or whatever it is. What does she say?
Chase, I love you, but that Ben Simmons take is
I'm not
just...
concerned. We got time.
It's gathering flies, man.
it's gathering flies, but it's one of those, I'm disappointed that Ben isn't holding up his end. Because I could see if Chase had this take and say Ben doesn't pan out. But Ben's not on the floor, and you're just like, oh, no.
I mean, he's eventually going to be on the floor when we flip Cam Reddish and DeAndre Hunter for Ben Simmons.
When the hot stove league is done. We're going to circle back after the winter meetings, et cetera, and see if...
Oh, when there's no baseball?
And see what the Tigers infield combination looks like.
When everybody's on a lockout, which...
In any case, my hope for the Mets is re-sign Javi Baez because I like watching him. He's cool and fun. I don't care how...
He doesn't like you.
He loves me.
Wow. No, he's anti-fans. He doesn't like you. Thumbs down.
I'm not a fan. I'm a slightly interested party.
Oh, man. I
that's the most Bob answer I've ever heard about fandom in my entire life. That's incredible.
I do enjoy the fact that basically, like, the elephant in the room that nobody is acknowledging is the fact that not in our room, but in MLB's room, that there's probably not going to be baseball for a while in 2022, and we're all everybody's just like, oh yeah, look at all these fun deals that are coming up so soon. I wonder why, and we're all just like, yeah, we know why.
I'm hanging out. Braves just won the World Series, so I don't know if y'all saw.
You're chilling.
The Braves won the World Series, so
I heard that.
The Royals had an underwhelming. Jersey.
No, those are cool. What are you talking about?
No, those aren't cool. Those are
those. So I will defend the Royals.
Bad take, Bob. Bad take. Worse than the Ben Simmons Hall of Fame take. We just did the numbers.
Okay. I like the gray throwbacks. They're nice.
So the gray throwbacks, those are from like when they first got to Kansas City.
Those are from 1970. No, the first year they had a script Kansas City across the front, 1969 and 1970. Then for 2 years they had a arched block Kansas City, which is what this is referring to. Get up on me on Kansas City Royals uniforms. That's my lane.
Yeah, but you know, and it's one of those things where I enjoyed the subtle nods and the subtle updates.
They also used the vertically arched Kansas City when they had the black for black sake uniforms, but they didn't look as good.
Yes,
I'm sorry, those are nice uniforms.
That's we don't talk about we don't talk about the black uniforms. We don't talk about it.
All they need is
powder blue pants.
Powder blue pants. Yeah,
that's all. Powder blue pants. That's all you need for that home uni. And oh my, also the blue Kansas City uniform. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because that is a spring training looking ass uniform.
Yeah, it's not great. I don't love that. Also, the Royals word mark is too big. It needs to be.
Oh, see that's from the old school. So yeah. I get it. But yeah, I do like the home with the, like, they put elements of the different eras in the uniform, which
quality design.
Yeah, and to some it was like, oh well, nothing changed. But then you're like, oh, I, Royals expert, can explain to you where the changes are at. But yeah, other than that, kind of meh.
Hmm. There you go. Andrew, what can the good folks check out from you and the great staff at the Detroit Free Press this week?
We are absolutely busy because Mel Tucker, who has not signed his deal yet with the Michigan State Spartans, there's that. There is, Ohio State, Michigan State this Saturday. Then there's potentially a big game between Michigan and Ohio State the following Saturday. Yeah, it's a busy week. It's insanely busy. Michigan, like, everything in the world is happening for Detroit sports, which is awesome. But at the same time, your boy, what's the concept of a normal sleep time, as we circle back to an earlier combo?
There you go.
Tied up in a knot. I like it.
Bob, what about you? Anything? Daily Beast? Bob Saeta on Twitter.
I got some stories cooking.
Uh-oh, he's cooking.
I'm cooking.
Mm-hmm.
Cooking with gas. But they're not going to be coming up before Thanksgiving, I don't think. So okay. You got time. Enjoy your holiday, everyone. And savor a story for me later as a treat.
As a treat. There you go. Bob Silverman, Andrew Hammond, thank you as always, guys. Great to be back. And I will talk to you maybe next week. We'll see. We'll talk about it.
Thanksgiving Friday podcasting, baby.
Let's do it. It'd be me from Atlanta. There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. There you go. There you go. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Nicely done, nephew. Chase Thomas Podcast. Hell yeah.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.